Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is part two of our discussion with Dr. Michael Smith about his great new book, The Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen. Also a useful website at mysupplementpyramid.com, which is interactive. It offers you health quizzes and lots of explanation about how to customize, do-it-yourself kit for customizing your own personal supplement program, which is a great concept. Dr. Smith is also host of his own national health radio show, Healthy Talk. It's called on www.radiomd.com. You can check it out. It's heard live once a week, and it's also archived at radiomd.com. And he is the senior health scientist and online personality for Life Extension, LEF.org. So we've just, in part one, laid the groundwork, literally, for the supplement pyramid. We've talked about the foundation, because that's how a pyramid is built. You first build the foundation, and then we build upward. So what happens after we've laid the foundation?
Well, this is where we get to finally start to personalize our choices. And this goes back to what we talked about before. You know, again, when I was practicing medicine and before I would do any physical exam or anything else, just like you, Dr. Wong, we would take that clinical history. So I wanted, and I think that's the best way, right, to really capture, you know, what are the issues that somebody is going through, what are their symptoms, what are their risk factors, their family history, personal history. We call that a clinical history, and I brought that over to the book in a series of 16 health quizzes. And I want to make sure that this is clear to the listeners that, you know, taking quizzes is kind of a big thing right now, Dr. Ron. There's a lot of magazines that do it, a lot of other websites. But I think the difference here with my book and versus some of those other sources is my question, these quizzes and the questions that make them up are based on real clinical assessments. These are the types of questions that I know, Dr. Ron, you ask almost every day to your patients when you're practicing medicine. I know I did. These are the things that we learn in medical school on how to take that history. So I developed these 16 quizzes with the one goal in mind, essentially: identify key issues for people, because that's really where personalization is going to come in, at least the first layer of personalization, I'll say, and I'll explain that here in a moment. But I want it first is to capture what truly is somebody's risk, a risk for heart disease, for cancer, metabolic disorders like diabetes, bone problems, joint problems. I wanted to capture what their risk really is in those sections, and I did that through these quizzes. Each quiz, you get a score. That score reflects a certain amount of risk. The higher the score, the greater the risk for having a problem in that body part. And once I know that, then I can line you up with the supplements that are going to work best. So after you take the quizzes, you know, at the end of it, you know your issues. You know where you fall as far as risk is for those body parts. And so when you go into the store now, the health food store, you're not going to be overwhelmed by the thousands of products that are offered. Instead, you're going to know, here are my issues, here's the supplements that match those issues, and it's just going to give you a lot more confidence now when you buy the products and spend the money on supplements, which, by the way, we spend a lot on supplements.
Indeed.
About $15 billion last year, Dr. Ron. But most of that was on stuff people probably don't need, so I want to help them avoid that.
So give us an example of how that customization might work out from, say, profile a patient who might undertake your quiz and be guided to a certain course of action.
Sure. So, well, let's just, I mean, how about if we use a patient coming in with, say, chronic fatigue symptoms?
Okay.
You know, that's a very common thing that I know that you probably deal with, that most people are. And what I did with this chronic fatigue quiz is I looked at all the latest research on what we think causes it, what are the top complaints that people have, and really I looked at all the complaints that people might have with chronic fatigue syndrome, And I then ranked them based on what are the most common, and then the middle group, and then maybe the least common symptoms. And I gave, obviously, if you're coming in with some of the top symptoms, right, you're going to get more points, because those we know are really driving chronic fatigue. Other ones we may not know so much, so you get a few fewer points there. So you come into that quiz. It's actually the 16th quiz in the book. And I have all those kind of questions. So I start off with, you know, are you between the ages of 40 and 50? Are you a woman? Why do I ask those questions? Because that's the classic patient with chronic fatigue. How do you rate your stress level? Do you have mood disorders, depression? Do you have tender lymph nodes? I ask sleep questions, mental fatigue type questions, joint pain. I also even go into sensitivities. Are you sensitive to perfumes, chemicals, dyes? Why would I ask that? Well, there's good research showing that a lot of people with these multiple sensitivity type syndromes often is related to chronic fatigue. So you can see what I've done here is, in a sense, is I've taken questions that I would ask literally in an office visit, and I've turned them into a series of questions that each have a value system. So you're going to go through, you're going to answer these yes or no questions, you're going to tally up your yeses, and you're going to get a total point score. Once you've done that, you turn the page now, and I explain what that point, what your score means. So in the case of chronic fatigue, if you score 0 to 1 points, I say, hey, you're doing great. Just focus on the lifestyle suggestions, because I always give lifestyle suggestions for all of this, for all the quizzes. If you score 2 to 3 points for the chronic fatigue quiz, I make two supplement suggestions for you. The first one, rhodiola, and the second one, glutathione. Now, when I make the supplement suggestions, Dr. Ron, they are also in order of the most important to least important. So I give the first most important supplement is the rhodiola. This is an adaptogenic herb that has been shown to improve many of the symptoms of chronic fatigue syndrome. There's 3 or 4 well-designed clinical studies that support that. The second one is glutathione, because we know people with chronic fatigue syndrome are often very depleted in their antioxidant system, specifically glutathione. And then the last point system is 4 to 6 points, where I add another suggestion, which is magnesium citrate, which is very important to fatigue type symptoms. So here you go. You go through the questions, which are based on real clinical assessments. You give your score. I tell you what that score means, and then I line you up with the supplement suggestions in order of most important to least important that I would suggest for you. So you don't have to do all the suggestions, by the way, Dr. Ron. You know, if you score 4 to 6 points on this one quiz, there's 3 supplement suggestions. I want you to at least to do the first one, which is rhodiola. If you like that, then you can move to the second one, glutathione. If that's working, then you can move to the third, which is magnesium citrate. So at least you want to start with that first suggestion. So now when you go to the health food store, you're dealing with chronic fatigue. Even if you haven't been diagnosed with it, you've gone through these quizzes. There's enough evidence here. Let's say you've never been diagnosed with it, but you scored a 4. That, to me, is enough evidence for you to maybe focus on some nutrients that are going to help you. So you're going to go into that health food store with some confidence. You have an idea of what's going on, and now you have an idea of 2 or 3 supplements that are going to work for you.
What? How did you take us to the apex of the pyramid? What is the point of having, the very, very toppest point of the pyramid?
Well, this is what I call optimization, and there's a couple different things that can happen here, Dr. Ron. On one hand, the top part can still be personalized. So you might... As a matter of fact, I have a friend who's getting ready to starting to prepare for her first marathon, and so she's going to do some things that are going to help muscle fatigue. She's going to get some more protein in. So all of that is at the top part of her supplement pyramid. Once she's gone through the training, she's gone through the marathon, we'll take a lot of that stuff away. So the top part of the pyramid is based maybe on what your personal goals are, what you're trying to do at a certain time in your life. So that's one way to look at the top part. The other way is to, since I do work with Life Extension, and we've done a lot of research, Life Extension over the past 12 years has done $125 million in anti-aging research. We are the world's largest nonprofit anti-aging research organization in terms of research money, and we've come up with about seven, what we believe to be the top cellular aging mechanisms. So I also offer nutrients that counter each of those cellular aging mechanisms, and that is in the optimization part. So,
and that doesn't necessarily mean it's not seven individual supplements. It's seven processes of aging,
right,
that are maybe addressed with a handful of supplements.
Correct, yes. And you can read about why those mechanisms are part of the cellular aging process. I can give you one quick example,
sure.
Mitochondrial decay.
Yes.
You know, we know the mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell. That's where we make all the cell energy, which is called ATP, which is why we need CoQ10. We know that as we get older, we lose mitochondrial biomass. We've done studies. We've done biopsies of muscle tissue of younger people versus older people, and you can see the loss of mitochondria just within in the muscle cells. So we talk about ways of improving mitochondrial function, even improving mitochondrial biomass with certain nutrients. So that's the type of stuff that we're doing at the top of the pyramid. But here's a key point, and this is, I think, so important for people. Notice that we're working up the pyramid. So we got the foundation products, and then we're going to personalize, which is finding those supplements that are about our specific needs, and then at the top part, we have the optimization. So your regimen really does go from the most important to the least important to the top. So it doesn't just personalize, it prioritizes for you, because a lot of times, maybe money's an issue, maybe we don't want to take so many pills, and we want to get rid of some products. You now know how to do that. You're going to take away from the top of the pyramid before you take away from the bottom of the pyramid. So it gives you some understanding of what's really important for you and what you want to keep on board when it comes to taking supplements.
Well, you know, I guess a couple of factors govern how many supplements you take. One is, you know, simply, you know, what are your supplement needs? If you have some very challenging health problems, health liabilities, if you're aged, sick, injured, or subject to extraordinary physical demands like your marathon runner, you may want to go further along in terms
right.
of the use of multiple supplements. But also it's a matter of personal orientation, because you and I mean, if you look at my supplement packet, I'm taking, you know, 15 or 18 different things at various times because I'm very excited about the potential for supplements to work. And, oh, by the way, this is my business and I own a supplement dispensary, so I just walk in there and take something off the shelves. So I get it wholesale, you know, bottom line. I don't get it for free, but I do get it wholesale. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if your family business is the shoe business, you get all the great shoes.
Right.
So it's a matter also of your degree of commitment, personal interest in an aggressive supplement program, right?
And that's why, you know, well, first of all, yes, I agree. But I will tell you this. I do think all of us need to be taking those four foundational products. I
mm-hmm.
think we all need to be doing that. I've seen what those four foundational products can do for people. Again, that's the multivitamin, the omega oils, CoQ10, and probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally convinced that if we got more Americans to do that, we would improve the health of this nation quite significantly.
So it's kind of like an 80-20 principle. It's kind of like you get 80% of the bang with 20% of the
it's
supplements.
Pretty powerful,
and then,
yeah, it's pretty,
yeah.
That's a nice way to put it. And I've seen that. I've seen what these four foundational products can do for people working at Life Extension, and even just in my own life, what it's done for me. So I do believe that we all should be doing that. But yeah, once you got those core foundational products going, from there, yeah, you have to look at what you're wanting to spend, what your personal health goals are, how significant some of your scores are on the quizzes. But that's why when you complete a quiz and you get your score and then you see my supplement suggestions, I do order those supplement suggestions from the most important to the least important. So you always know which one you definitely probably want to do, you know, based on how you scored on one of the quizzes. So I do order that and prioritize that for people. So you're right. I think it's really about personal goals. It's about, you know, how severe the thing you might be going through is, whether it's diabetes versus just maybe sleep issues. And then also at the top of the pyramid, you know, if you're trying to do something like run a marathon, you're going to be taking, I think, a few more things. But, of course, this is dynamic, right? I mean, things change. And your pyramid will change, and that's perfectly fine. There are people who have gone through my program, Dr. Ron, and they're doing it step by step. They start at the foundational products, and now they're just getting into some of the quizzes that are important to them, and they're adding a couple products here and there. So you don't have to do this all at once. This is something you can, it's really a system that is meant to work with you throughout your life, which is one of the nice things about the website, by the way, mysupplementpyramid.com. If you take the quizzes there, I can store them for you. So you can go back 6 months later, a year later, and you can retake quizzes and see if you are improving with the supplement suggestions. So it's a good way to test, you know, how things are working for you, and you can make adjustments there as well. So it's a dynamic system that really is meant to stick with you, to stay with you, and help you throughout hopefully the rest of your life as you take supplements.
Well, Life Extension Foundation is well known for its innovative research, and often they're right at the cutting edge of discovering new and exciting supplements. You, in your appendix, you list many of the supplements that you know, are part of the menu of supplements available to people, and especially through Life Extension Foundation. We all know about, you know, B-complex, you know, mixed carotenoids, mixed tocopherol, vitamin E. You know, I think that a lot of people are very familiar with that. But there's some products that are very esoteric, very interesting and intriguing. We don't get to talk about them too much on Intelligent Medicine. So since you work over there, may I pick your brains a little bit about some of the more intriguing new supplements that people want to know about?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Sure. One of them is called PQQ,
oh, yeah.
Which is akin, from my understanding, to coenzyme Q10, but it's thought to be part of that mitochondrial energy package. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, sure. So PQQ, the formal name, and there's different ways to say it, but it's pyroloquinoline quinone. And it is considered, really, by Life Extension and other researchers to be a true human vitamin, by the way. And what I'm glad you asked me about this one, by the way. I'm excited about PQQ because of how we're classifying it, because I think this really is a whole new field of nutraceuticals that I find extremely interesting. PQQ, Dr. Ron, is a transcription factor, and if you go back to your basic biochemistry days in medical school and stuff, transcription factors are these types of proteins that will help your genes to turn on or off when, you know, based on your physiological needs. What we're discovering is that there are food-based, natural transcription factors that you can consume that will influence your genes in certain ways. And in this case, PQQ is able to talk to the genes that are involved in mitochondrial biogenesis, the creation of mitochondria. What we've shown in rat studies is you can look at old rats, you do a muscle biopsy, and they pretty much have no mitochondria in their muscles, just like with humans. And then, by the way, this old rat really can't do anything. They're not good in the mazes we put them through, the swimming tests. They get tired real easy, et cetera. Yet you give them PQQ, which would be the human equivalent of about 20 to 40 milligrams a day. And not that long, we're just talking a few weeks of supplementation with PQQ, and you start to see dramatic improvements in how this rat is running the mazes, swimming, how it's resting, eating, everything seems to improve. And then you do the muscle biopsy post-PQQ supplementation, and all of a sudden, you can see biopsy proof of the effect of PQQ. There's now mitochondria all over these muscle cells. So it's quite powerful. So here you have a natural substance, you can find it in kiwi fruit, for instance, that is truly a transcription factor. It's turning on genes in a positive way to make more mitochondria. This whole field of study, by the way, we call it nutrigenomics. It's how nutrients affect the expression of your genes. Not how they change your genes, but how they can change the expression of that blueprint. And I really think this is going to be an awesome field of study. I think we're going to discover many of these types of natural transcription factors, and it's powerful because they're talking to your DNA. PQQ is at the top of my list now, by the way, as a true anti-aging supplement, simply because it's helping to counterbalance the aging mechanism that we call mitochondrial decay. So PQQ has become very important to Life Extension.
Great. Let's move on to another one that is featured at LEF.org, which is green coffee bean extract rich in chlorogenic acid. That's getting a lot of buzz these days.
Yeah, and it should, right? So we started looking at green coffee. It's funny, a funny little story here. We first started looking at green coffee because we discovered, based on some population studies that were done based on surveys, these were like in the late 90s, early 2000s, that most Americans, Dr. Ron, get their antioxidants from drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that.
That is strange.
Yeah.
Maybe coffee and ketchup, unfortunately, I think. That's the way it works.
So that made us think, what are these antioxidants in coffee? The coffee bean is a plant. It's going to have some good phytonutrients, so we started looking at it. Turns out the young coffee bean, that's what we call the green coffee bean, it's loaded with these phytonutrients, these antioxidants. It really has one of the best compositions or profiles of antioxidants. When you look at what is called an ORAC value or an ORAC score, which is a way to measure how strong a food source is in terms of antioxidants, and it's a huge chart. Let me give you an example. Acai berries rank high with maybe 12,000 ORAC values. Green coffee falls somewhere in the middle, maybe about 500 to 1,000 ORAC value. However, that value, that score, comes from many different antioxidants, which is really good. Well, when you really look at those antioxidants, there's one in particular that really stands out, and it's called chlorogenic acid. Chlorogenic acid has been shown to have all kinds of positive effects in the body, specifically to how we manage sugar, right? Which we know that that's a big issue. As you mentioned earlier, the old food pyramid was telling people to eat a lot of grains. Most people eat their grains frosted, in the terms of a frosted cereal.
Yeah.
We're getting way too many simple sugars. But even those whole grains, which are good for you, don't get me wrong, they do eventually become blood sugar. People forget that all carbs turn into blood sugar at some point. And so we even when we're trying to eat well, we're still getting a lot of those sugars in our system. Well, it turns out chlorogenic acid can help your body to decrease the absorption of some of those sugars by blocking digestive enzymes. The chlorogenic acid can improve insulin sensitivity, which means insulin works better, so sugar goes from your bloodstream into the cell where it belongs, where it can be burned as energy better. In green coffee, chlorogenic acid specifically promotes the burning of sugar versus the storing of sugar as fat. And so there's just a lot of good benefits here. So based on all that, we started promoting chlorogenic acid specifically as a sugar management nutrient. A study a couple years ago clearly showed that about anywhere between 200 and 400 milligrams of green coffee bean extract standardized to 50% chlorogenic acid could significantly decrease blood sugar spikes after a meal, and we know that's extremely important to anybody dealing with metabolic disorders, specifically diabetes. So we've been, we jumped on that bandwagon a few years ago, and I can tell you, Dr. Ron, I'm proud of this. We kind of started the bandwagon, to be mm-hmm. honest with you, with green,
which has definitely been set in motion by its being featured prominently on Dr. Oz as a miraculous fat buster. Do you believe that it is the magic bullet for weight loss, or is that just sort of a minor ancillary property of?
I think it just really relates more to how it's helping us manage sugar better. A funny thing about miracle weight loss nutrients. If something is such a miracle, why do we keep having to have new miracles? So I'm always a little suspicious when people talk about miracle weight loss. No,
it's just like we've cured cancer so many times over the past few decades.
Yeah, but there is that. No, there was a couple studies that showed a decrease in fat body composition around 3 to 5% with chlorogenic acid. And most of that were in people who were overweight. So by helping them manage sugar better, by bringing those sugar spikes mm-hmm. down, it was a secondary response to those other metabolic effects. So we still focus mostly on its sugar management properties.
Great. Saffron, you know that song by Donovan in the 60s, I'm Just Wild About Saffron? You guys at Life Extension, you seem to be wild about saffron these days. Talk a lot about it in your magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, with Dr. Rod, this is a funny story. Since you brought up Dr. Oz, I'm going to bring up something funny. So I've been talking about saffron for about 4 years. I love the research. There was some research that came out 4 years ago showing that saffron, there's a couple different compounds in it. One is called safranil. That safranil is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. As a matter of fact, it ranks pretty well. When you compare saffron to the gold standard of SSRIs, it's called imipramine. Imipramine has 100% inhibition of serotonin reuptake. Well, saffron falls in right around 60%, and any psychiatrist would tell you, anything above 50% as an SSRI is a strong, potent SSRI.
Are you sure it's imipramine? Because imipramine is the old-fashioned antidepressant that's actually norepinephrine-based, not an SSRI. I think maybe
I'd have to check that one again. Imipramine was what was in my head, so maybe we'll double-check that. But
yep.
Regardless, saffron ranked pretty well, right, on these studies. I was impressed with that because, one of the things, when it does come to weight management, especially for women, a lot of women, we have learned that the weight gain they have isn't so much at big meals. Like men, we eat a lot at breakfast, lunch, dinner. Women were getting a lot of extra calories in some of our research on snacking. Women did a lot of afternoon snacking with a lot of the simple sugars. And saffron, by being a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, by raising serotonin levels, is able to decrease that type of craving. And so based on some of that research 4 years ago, I've been talking about saffron for a long time. I've done several lectures on it. And I get I get some people who are interested in it. I think I convinced a couple of our magazine people to do some articles about it. So I got some interest. But, of course, Dr. Oz takes the saffron issue. And I think in our show, he talked about it for about 2 minutes. And last year we sold off the shelves of all the saffron.
Uh-huh.
So, that's great. I'm glad he brought that, the notoriety.
Well, you already have a theme song, which was written by Donovan in the 1960s. I'm just wild about saffron.
Right. So Dr. Oz really brought a lot of attention to it. But that's ultimately what it's doing, is it's boosting serotonin levels, the feel-good neurotransmitter. And when that happens, we all know that your overall outlook on everything improves. So you're going to stick to your diets better. You're going to have less sugar cravings. There's weight loss. There's mood improvements. And so we really we like saffron. And you're right. We've been talking about it for a while.
Great. Well, this is just a mere sampling of some of the innovative information you can find in the supplement pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen. I recommend the book very highly because it is a great jumpstart on developing. It's one of the few books that takes this approach, helping you to develop not just a general supplement program, because that's easy. You could say, well, everybody should be taking this, that, and the other thing. But it's an attempt to get people to customize their supplement program very much in the way that a health practitioner might approach the problem. So congratulations. It's a great book. And also a great resource, your radio program. So today's call to action on Intelligent Medicine is get the book, The Supplement Pyramid. Go to the website, mysupplementpyramid.com. And Dr. Smith, tell our listeners how they can tune into Healthy Talk Radio.
Sure. It's live Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. But, of course, at RadioMD.com, all of my segments are on demand, so you can listen anytime you want, and that's going to be at RadioMD.com/HealthyTalk.
And some great content there, so a great adjunct to the material that you hear on Intelligent Medicine, because Dr. Smith and I are on the same wavelength in terms of getting out the message about health. So thank you very much, and congratulations on your wonderful book and your great work in getting the health message out to the public. You're certainly a great communicator.
I appreciate it, Dr. Ron. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much, Dr. Michael Smith. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.